I and then your name.
I
I
Vice Chad Roman.
I Fred Septak.
Okay, did we get everyone? Did do solemnly swear or affirm?
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Okay. And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to same. And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people. And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform
all the duties of the office.
And we're just going to say as a member of the Roosevelt Planning Board.
As a member of the Roosevelt Planning Board.
According to the best of my ability. Okay, so that's it. Thank you. You're all sworn in. I think that Robin would have distributed to you the actual written document, which you can sign. And then usually we do this at a real live meeting. And so then I'm able to notarize the signatures. And under the new law about notaries, you have to sign it in my presence. It's very tricky. So Robin, are you a notary or the clerk is a notary?
I am not a notary.
The clerk is.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm sure. So what I'm going to suggest then is that each of them go into the office and sign it in the office when they have an opportunity. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it must be signed in the presence of a notary, and under state law, you have to be physically present before the notary. There's this whole big rigmarole, and I don't feel like going through it. All right. It'd be easy the other way.
Sounds good.
Okay.
They didn't excuse that for the pandemic this year.
No, I think they actually put it in during this year. It's something that they did to make it, I think, to try to deal with signing oaths when you don't see someone in person.
Okay.
So now everybody's sworn in, everybody's voting member here at this point. So we can go on to the next item.
All right. And this is the reorganization and appointments and reappointments. Okay. And do we have to vote on these?
I think we just have to choose among ourselves, you know, who, or at least, you know, for the chairperson, vice chairperson.
Okay. So we need a motion for a chairperson. I need a motion.
I move that Jackie Carpenter continue as our chairperson.
I'll second that.
So Michelle, do we need an all in favor or a roll call?
Well, vote? We don't need a roll call. We only need an all in favor voice vote.
Okay.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Nays? All right. Vice chairman, the vice chairperson. I need a motion for a vice chairperson.
I nominate Allison Petrilla.
Second.
Okay.
She's not thrilled with it, but she'll do her best to be there.
Thank you, Allison. And all in favor?
Aye.
Nays? Okay. Very good. Congratulations, Allison. And we're going on to the borough official.
Yeah, Jackie, we're going to leave that blank for the time being. Yeah, I was correct. I wasn't sure who was responsible for filling, not responsible, who was qualified to fill that position. And it turned out that I was, not that I was wrong. I there are more people to choose from than I realized. So I just need a little more time to find someone.
All right, so we'll leave that until
employee, but it doesn't.
Yeah. We'll leave that for a future meeting. Right. Mayor's alternate is Mike. I need someone.
I nominate Mike Hamilton.
No. Let me please. I didn't realize that this was on the agenda. I'm sorry, but the mayor appoints her designee. No, the planning board doesn't.
That's
vote
what
on
I
that.
Thought. Yeah, I appointed Mike Hamilton last night. So.
Yeah, that's not a planning board function. It's just your function.
Okay. So he's
the council rep, right?
Yes, council rep.
Same thing with the council rep.
Council rep is appointed by the council. That was what happened last night. Right. They confirmed with Mr. Roman. Yeah,
exactly. Right.
So the council member is not appointed by the mayor. You don't appoint. So.
Right. Well, I mean, we appointed Mr. Roman last night, so.
Yes, I understand. That was what they said earlier.
Right.
Yes.
All right, good. And then the Environmental Commission representative, is that appointed by the Environmental Commission?
There's a statutory provision for the Environmental Commission representative. And basically, I'm going to have to double check. I think it's done by the Environmental Commission, quite honestly.
That's right.
All right, that was Mr. Hartley.
Hartley, right.
Why don't you just make it? I mean, he would be it again, but I'm pretty sure that it's done by the commission. I didn't look at those last sets of things, so changes.
Yeah, all I just spent all the last year's agenda.
Then we'll just leave that.
I'm sure he'll continue.
It's usually done, I think, to let everybody know, but certainly having an environmental commission, you must have a member of the commission on the planning board. And right. I really am not certain. I do have to double check if it's the planning board or not. So one way or the other, you know, we can have that for the next meeting, or I can check while we're waiting and I'll get back to it. How's that sound?
Okay.
Good.
All right. And the planning board secretary, we did that. Do we have to redo that?
Yes, you do. Robin? That's done every year.
All right. I need a vote, or I need someone, a motion. How do we do that? Because she was already, to continue, for Robin to continue.
All right. So
motion for her to continue.
Board, let me try to answer the question. Okay. The planning board secretary under the statute is ordinarily a planning board member, but not that signs plans, like if there's a subdivision plan or some official functions, not really doing the administrative officer position. That is the position that Robin is now holding.
Robin has.
So
okay.
Robin really has two masters. She is hired by the paid for by the borough. So borough council hires her and there's a scope of work. And I don't know how any, but she's also the administrative officer to the planning board. So she can be the person to sign the plans and do those. There's a couple of minor official functions in addition to doing the administrative officer position of the planning board. And that is a function of the entire board to nominate her for that position for the calendar year. The fact that she has her other hat on from her hiring by the borough doesn't mean that the planning board doesn't do it as well. So you make a motion to appoint her as the secretary, and you want to be clear that she's also going to be the secretary for planning board purposes of signing plats and other functions associated with the secretary as defined by the municipal land use law. So just make a motion to name her the planning board secretary.
All right. Make Robin Tallou the planning board secretary.
Second.
Okay. Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Congratulations, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
All right. And Robin included the annual meeting schedule for next year in your packet for the meeting tonight. Are there any questions on that? Okay,
no.
Then I need a motion to adopt that as our meeting schedule for 2021.
So moved. Petrilla.
Second.
Okay, any opposed? I mean, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Then we have our schedule for next year of the meetings. All right. And we had included in the packet the resolution authorizing the contract for the planning board attorney, Michelle Donato. And we need to vote on, I need a motion.
I move Planning Board 21-01, authorizing the awarding of a contract for Planning Board Attorney for Michelle Donato.
Second.
Second.
Okay. And do we need a roll call for that or just I?
You need a roll call on that call because there's money involved.
Okay. All right. Okay. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Robin, if you do the roll call.
Carpenter?
Yes.
Malcolm?
Yes.
Roman?
Yes.
Hartley?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Petrilla?
Yes.
Septak?
Yes.
Tyke?
Yes.
And Sarakis?
Yes.
Okay, congratulations, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
We'll
thank
look
you.
Forward to seeing you. We need you.
So you should just very move good. Here.
No, we'll just Zoom forever. We'll just always Zoom.
All right. Well, this is good though. All right, and we have also a resolution to award the contract for planning board and professional planning consultant. That would be Tom Thomas?
Thomas, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So I need a motion.
Move to approve Planning Board 21-02, authorizing the award of a contract for the Planning Board Professional Planning Consultant to Tom Thomas.
Second.
Okay. And we need a roll call vote on that.
Carpenter?
Yes.
Malcolm?
Yes.
Roman?
Yes.
Hartley?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Petrilla?
Yes.
Septak?
Yes.
Tyke?
Yes.
Sarakis?
Yes.
Okay, and we also have a resolution PB 21-03 for the award of a contract to the Planning Board Professional Engineer Carmela Roberts. Do you have a motion?
I move Planning Board 21-03, authorizing the award of a contract for Planning Board Professional Engineer to Carmela Roberts.
Second. Okay. And we need a roll call vote.
Carpenter?
Yes.
Malcolm?
Yes.
Roman?
Yes.
Hartley?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Petrilla?
Yes.
Septak?
Yes.
Tyke?
Yes.
And Sarakis?
Yes.
Okay, very good. You had your minutes from the last meeting of December 1st, 2020 in the packet. And so are there any questions, any changes to the minutes?
No.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the minutes of the December 1st, 2020 meeting.
Still moved.
Whoever.
Second. Okay. And so we need a roll call for that.
No, you don't need a roll. You only need a roll call if there's money. Think of it like that.
Okay. All right. Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Any?
Well, anyone who didn't attend that meeting needs to abstain.
Quick camp vote. Yeah. Right.
Right. I abstain.
Yeah, I believe I was not there either.
Okay. So did we get everyone who wasn't there?
So
I was not there, Esther.
So basically, I guess what you want to try to do is, this is for Robin's sake, but if I think maybe because of that circumstance do the minutes recite who was present?
Yes.
All right. So you can just call from there in this instance.
Okay. All right, so then Carpenter?
Yes.
Malkin?
Yes.
Roman?
So I was there?
Oh, you were not there?
I don't recall. There have been so many cancellations. I don't remember which ones I've been to.
I know.
I don't think you were there.
I was voting on the ordinance.
So, Michelle, you were at that one, correct?
I was, yes.
But I was not, because I know I had missed that meeting because I saw somewhere that you had attended. So, yeah, I was not there, so I'm abstaining.
Okay.
All right, Hartley?
Yes.
And Petrilla?
Yes.
Okay, and I have an answer on the Environmental Commission member, if you're ready to do that now. So, yes, it's the mayor who appoints the environmental. The all class four members are appointed by the mayor, and the Environmental Commission member is a class four member, so it's appointed by the mayor. So mayor, you know, it's not a vote of the board to appoint Tim as the Environmental Commission representative.
Okay, but Tim, would you be willing to continue as the Environmental Commission rep?
Yeah.
Okay, so I appoint Tim Hartley, Environmental Commission representative.
Okay, and then I guess I'm going to have to administer the oath of office to Tim.
Let me ask you a question.
Here's what I went back and forth with this with Robin. Robin, Tim, do you know when your term ends?
Not off the top of my head. I think maybe this coming year.
So, you know, we don't need to re-administer if somebody's not reappointed. That was Robin and I had asked it. I don't know if you were able to find the records, Robin. So that's probably what happened.
I have a record for Tim that says it ends in 2023.
So then he does not need to be sworn in nor reappointed. He is a member of the planning board until the end of his term.
Yeah, I sent the roster with the expiration date to you.
Okay. All right. There was some confusion beginning. We're good. Okay, then. We're fine.
Good.
Good.
Did I ever send the designation for newspapers? Did you get that, Jackie? Did you get the designation for the paper? Because we have to. The Times of Trenton and Asbury Park
schedule. So you have to do the papers also?
Yes.
Yes. That's a separate thing. All right. It's all on the same line. I'm so sorry. That's my fault. So should we do? We may as well do that right now. Do you know the papers?
Asbury Park Press.
Pardon me.
The Times of Trenton and Asbury Park Press.
Right.
And one of them is the official paper. Am I right? Which, do you know? One of them is the official paper, because you have to designate two newspapers, one of which must be the official paper.
I'm not sure that we ever made that delineation.
The council does that.
But I don't think council ever did it either. I
bet you they did, and you don't know it. I bet you they did. Maybe. There's a statutory requirement of designating an official paper. Yeah. And it may not be reissued every year, and that may be why, but I'm quite sure that you have an official paper. But go back to the council. It's not a planning board function. It's a function of the council.
Okay.
Okay.
Even though they're both owned by the same company?
The statute says that you need to send to two newspapers, one of which is the official paper,
right,
and the other is a newspaper of general circulation, most likely to reach the citizenry that you're trying to reach. There are specific statutory requirements for what constitutes an official newspaper, and sometimes they're you know, if you have a newspaper that publishes in your town, you have to use it. But that's really not an issue. I am quite certain that the borough attorney has, you know, in the past advised council to have, to appoint the official paper.
Okay, so I'll take care of it.
Find out from the clerk and get it ironed out. We can't iron it out because it's not your function.
Right, I'll take care of it.
And I'm probably, so the thing is, the two newspapers for purposes of the distribution of the notices of meetings under the Open Public Meetings Act specifically requires that one be the official paper.
Okay.
And there's some MLUL text to the same. So that's why we'll just do the double check. I'm sure that you'll find out that one of them is.
Okay. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll save that till next time.
I think you should save it. That's just make certain.
Okay, save that. All right. Very good. Correspondence.
Did any come in, Jackie?
I don't have any.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. The only thing I would say is that, Robin contacted me about setting up the agenda and I gave her some feedback. And I know that I sent the letter that I sent to Robin. I also sent it to the mayor and I sent it to Jackie Cart, the chair. And it basically set forth a number of suggestions for what I recommend be accomplished at an organizational meeting each year. And they have functions that are very beneficial in terms of, reviewing bylaws so that you up to date, assigning various committees and things like that for purposes of annual functions that you have, like the annual report that you need to render to the borough council. So I suggested that you might want to distribute that letter to the board members, but I don't know what happened with it. Let me take a look at this. So that stuff did not get put on this agenda. Do I have the right agenda, Robin?
Bylaws, I searched everything. I asked around. I could not find it.
Okay. All right. So I did not. So that's an issue that we should really resolve. The municipal land use law requires that boards have rules and regulations. Sometimes they're called bylaws. I have a fairly distinct recollection that this was done years ago. And I think it had been reviewed several years in a row as well. So I had pointed out to Robin that she has a challenging position because the records were not always maintained at Borough Hall. I think I discovered many years ago that they were on like individuals' computers.
Right.
So the challenge is to find out where they were, or if there was a computer in the Borough Hall and you upgraded computers, did somebody save it? But I know that over the course, even of the past several years, when you've had somebody come in to fill this role, they can't find the application forms or they can't find different documents. So I would be glad to work with Robin, as I set forth in that letter, to what I think is a great idea is, as I said, it is a mandate for a board to have bylaws or rules and regulations, however you want to call them. And I will check through now that I know that Robin couldn't find them, I'll check through my system and I'll get the bylaws. And then they can be distributed digitally to each of the board members. And I really recommend that you go over them and say, is this how we want to run this? Or maybe we should change that. Or if nothing else, it'll get you acquainted with what the procedures are. So we have a lot of new members and it's just a healthy process, I think, to do that and to revisit them on a regular basis. So that would be the bylaws. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't find those. So I'll make sure that I get a set of those.
Okay. And I looked through everything that was given to me by the last person and I didn't find bylaws in there either.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. So, I will get them and get a set. And then there's some other administrative functions, but I'll just work out directly with Robin to make sure she has the application packet because last year they couldn't find an application packet. And I happen, fortunately, to still have them in my computer. So what you want to do is there's the bylaws and then there's also the annual report. So the board, and it's wearing its hat as a zoning board of adjustment, and you are a combined board, so you wear both hats. You have another statutory obligation, and that is to prepare an annual report of matters that came before the board or anything that you'd like to recommend to borough council. And so it's a good, you know, vehicle, like if you've identified issues where you think the ordinance may be a little vague and you want to make changes, or you've had, we've only had one application, I think, right, in 2020?
Mm-hmm. Yes, just one.
So you just report on the application, you explain what it was about, you explain that it was denied, and, you know, the statute doesn't have a lot of explicit requirements, but it just becomes a good means of communication between the board and the council if there are things that you think, you know, should be considered. So that's the annual report. And ordinarily, there's a committee that's formed to prepare the annual report. I think Allison, I think you did it in previous years.
I did it this year. I mailed it on Saturday.
Oh, my. You're way ahead of the curve here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Robin just got it out to us, like, I think right before the meeting.
Okay, so then everyone should review that annual report. And on the agenda of the next meeting, there should be a motion to review it and comment. It's distributed to all board members. I didn't know that. I was not in that loop, Allison. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Was that in the email sent today, the annual report, or was that something separate?
I didn't get that.
I didn't get it.
I was looking to see when it was sent, and Robin did send it, but it was kind of late, and you might not have gotten that email.
You might have just missed
and
it.
I couldn't get it out of my, I couldn't get it, but anyway. And I had an 11-year-old helping me, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I should have gotten it, right?
Absolutely.
But anyway, but thank you, Allison, for doing that. And we'll look forward to reviewing that, commenting on that at the next meeting.
Great.
That's very good. You're very organized there.
She is.
Excellent.
And Allison, do you have the updated list of board members? Because there's several new members.
I think that came today in an email.
And that's who you sent it to the
No, I just sent it to Robin.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I understand. Okay. All right. So next month is a review of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably just sitting in everybody's mailbox now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, you know, when you don't have applications, that's one of the, you might want to, the other thing I recommended in that letter, and I brought it up because this is the correspondence item on the agenda, mm-hmm. is that there may be a good opportunity to just check where we stand on when was the last master plan adopted, when was the last reexamination report conducted. There's an obligation to have a reexam at a minimum of every 10 years, but doesn't mean you can't do it more often.
Yeah, we did mm-hmm. it in 17, I believe, Michelle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Reexamination in 17. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think this, sometimes it's just a good practice. I mean, you have several new board members to like let them get a little library of the relevant documents if they're not already posted on the borough's website. And that would include the reexamination report. And like just to have a little discussion about some of the planning things. And then one of the things we've done in the past, which I'm willing to do again if you'd like, is that when we have, you want to hold a meeting, there's some function that you have to have. But to then use it as an opportunity to number one, maybe improve some of the planning issues that might have been, you know, the things that just they get lost in the shuffle, I guess. And also to do some educational function, you know, what are the variances all about and issues of that nature. So,
that's
you know,
wonderful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good. Excellent. Very good. All right. So we'll look forward to doing that, and the bylaws and the annual report we'll go over for the next meeting. And take care of that. So thank you, Allison. That was very good. And thank you, Michelle, for all your input. This is excellent.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And all good suggestions, I think, that will, you know, and especially with so many new people on the board, that'll be great for everyone. Excellent. All right. And Peggy, do you have anything as the mayor for us to be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, not too much. There was last night was our reorganization meeting. So two of our council people were sworn in. They were reelected. And basically, we gave an overview of the past year, which was, you know, we dealt with, well, obviously, the virus. And our numbers are fairly low in Roosevelt. We were at 3.1%. That might have gone up a drop because someone else tested. We got the statistics from the county today. So we have one more case from last night. But it's basically about 3.1% of the town, which is not, you know, is pretty good. And we had Homestead Lane and Cedar Court repaved this year. That's to be followed by, or actually half of Homestead Lane, I should say. And then that's going to be followed by Farm Lane in the spring and Nurco Road. And then also, and after that, School Lane and Pine Drive. So incrementally, we're trying to upgrade all the infrastructure in town. So we discussed that. So we also discussed the two storms that we had, and you know, the Hurricane Isaias in the summer and the snowstorm a couple of weeks ago. And the power went out, as we all know, for about 5 days in town in the summer. And so normally we would open the Borough Hall as a shelter and a command center, but we were unable to do that because the Borough generator, which had been on the blink for years, and we just kept fixing it, repairing it. Anyway, it finally died. And so we had no power at the Borough Hall as well as the rest of the town. So no one could be at work and we were not able. Luckily it was summer, so it wasn't cold. But now it's all so the council following that storm voted to, you know, approve the purchase of a new generator. That was probably in September. We still don't have it because it's just such a long process. And we're currently waiting for PSE&G to complete their part of the process for us to install a new generator. So it's taking a long time. One of our council people last night said that he was going to take it upon himself to put pressure on PSE&G to get this done right away. And then hopefully we won't have any more you know, really debilitating storms. But if we do, at least we'll have a new generator at the Borough Hall.
Wow.
The snowstorm a couple of weeks ago was a surprise. We got a lot more than we were predicted to have. And I know that there were a few residents in town who were unhappy with the plowing situation. They didn't think our streets were plowed well enough. And it was a tricky storm. It snowed, then it rained, then it sleeted, then it snowed again. And so it was really resistant to the plow, especially when it became all ice packed. And we did have the county where they were able to come right away and salt, but it didn't make much of a difference. So we've already met to discuss how to better handle the next storm, the next snowstorm, if there is one, and how to, you know, how to handle it as far as plowing or bringing in the county, whatever we have to do. And okay. I think that's really about, that about sums it up. It's a good synopsis of the past year.
Okay, well, thank you. That was done a lot. Lots been done. All right, Tim, do you have a report from the Environmental Commission?
Just a couple of things that might be of interest. Michael Ticton, the chair of the Environmental Commission, attended an online seminar having to do with brownfield remediation. And the only property that we have in town that would fall under that category is, of course, the gas station. So the upshot is that the remediation has been done, and there's nothing further that the Environmental Commission or the Planning Board can do in regard to that property. It's pretty much just in the hands of the council at the moment to see about finding some interest in selling it, getting some use out of it.
Yeah, we actually discussed that last night, Tim. The gas station property was just, you know, I said this last night, we had an abandoned eyesore for well over 30 years. And so I was really happy when we were able to raise the building, but I don't want an abandoned empty lot sitting there for another 30 years, even though I won't be here by then. But anyway, but things are really changing rapidly all around us in Millstone and in Jackson. So at this point, we did do a traffic study a couple of years ago, but I thought we'd do another one soon and then just take a little bit longer to wait and see what's evolving around us and how that may affect us for what we, you know, want to do with that property, you know, selling it or what can go there. I've had a couple bites of interest. So we're, at this point, we're just holding on a little longer to see what transpires around us.
Okay.
Mayor, so, I seem to, I'm sorry, Tim.
No, I was just going to ask the mayor to, you know, keep the planning board, you know, abreast of any progress that's made in that regard as we go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was about to say the same thing. I recall maybe 2 or 3 years ago, there was somebody came with some interest in using that building, and there were some a variety of other proposals. And this is one of those opportunities where the planning board has the ability to make some recommendations to the governing body as to what kind of plan could be done there. You know, as they say, plan or be planned for. So, you know, it may be just an opportunity during the course of this next year to say, here's the kinds of uses we think might be able to go there. I mean, you're a pass-through community in terms of the traffic that's going to be continually generated from the surrounding municipalities. I mean, there's a lot going on there. But so, you know, I just, you know, I think it might be worth a look, brainstorming by the board, some consideration with the planner, and make some recommendations to the council and have a collaborative process.
I think this was done earlier years. We have something because I remember making sure that children and daycare would not be part of the plan because
of the
location.
Yeah, because of the possible toxicity and on the property.
So we have something. We should look it up.
Yeah, there was some. That's what I mean. I think that's the kind of thing. We should see what's there. I remember that someone came and had proposals. There was an issue about a redevelopment plan potentially. So it just, I think it's a good planning function that can be revisited.
Okay.
I think the idea of the traffic study is excellent also, because the main part of that where the gas station is really coming off of a curve. So that might present a problem, you know, and people come quite fast into town. So that, I think the traffic study is an excellent idea.
That's 537, you know. Right? Isn't that, or 571?
Correct.
571, yeah, and that's a county road.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So don't spend any of your money. It's a county road. County has all kind of counts and other studies. You maybe want to get some kind of a group together that will get in touch with the county engineer, and the access to that site and everything is going to be, you know, they're also under the purview of the county planning board. And just to see what they have, don't go spending any money. You'd be surprised how much they have. And then the other thing I'm aware of, because, you know, I do work for the little borough of Allentown, which isn't too far from you. And they have worked various and assorted plans with the county planners in terms of, you know, trying to do protective measures for county roads that are going through towns. So, and they're trying, I think, to have some kind of a sensitive approach to small municipalities that are kind of caught in this situation where a lot of traffic could be potentially going through the town. So the best, I would strongly recommend to you that you do this by first getting somebody who will be in a position to have a little bit of time, contact the county people, county engineer. Monmouth County is one of the most advanced counties for planning. So see what they have about 571 and then go from there, you know. But the access is going to be determined by the county because it's under the County Planning Act.
That's good to know, Michelle, because I've been concerned with the possibility, you know, I don't know if you know or aware of what's going on, what's planned, not planned, it's in the works, across the street from Great Adventure. that huge
Adventure Crossing.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And yeah. So I'm wondering if the same thing will happen with that. You know, we never used to, when Great Adventure first opened in the 70s, we would get Great Adventure traffic, but then everyone was always just rooted to the Turnpike in 195 until the last couple of years when GPS has started telling people to take the Turnpike to 8 and mm-hmm. go through Roosevelt on 571. Yes. So we have yes. a huge amount of increased traffic from that. And I wonder if GPS will do the same thing for Adventure Crossing, send them through Roosevelt, because that's
going that is something that was also addressed in Allentown, a very similar problem with trucks coming in on 539. Mm-hmm. So I strongly recommend that you get somebody who has a little bit of savvy. And if you don't, I mean, if you want to spend professional money on it, you could probably get somebody from Carmela's office or Tom Thomas's office to make those inquiries and, you know, get the attention. I mean, that their government agency, they're there to help you to deal with the fact that their road is going through the middle of your town.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They've readjusted GPSs. I know that for a fact.
Oh, really? Because I've been told that it's an impossibility to get GPS to, because it's a fact. That is where the road is that leads to... your destination,
but it also is configured based on, you know, your selections for routing. If you're trying to avoid tolls, if you're trying to avoid traffic, if you're trying to avoid highways, and I think that's why a lot of them are coming here, because once you, especially at peak times, trying to get off of 195 going into Great Adventure, mm-hmm. they won't route you through here because you don't have that backup on 195.
Exactly. That would yes.
Right. But, you know, we have a unique situation until we have a great school that's right on the county highway. We don't have sidewalks. You know, most people in town ride their bikes or walk, children walk their dogs, everything right on our streets or on the edge of the kind of curb. Mm-hmm. So I've really been worried about the school and just how mm-hmm. much that increased traffic will adversely affect Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. So that's
Assentink. Also Assentink, the wildlife refuge and the deer populations and stuff. There's a lot of issues that I think would really behoove the borough to take kind of a good positive approach with the county and get them to assist, you know, in terms of diverting traffic.
And Michelle, what exactly, what's the name of the
I would start at the Monmouth County Planning Board.
Okay.
Because they did that, they did this whole big roadway thing with, I know, with Allentown.
Okay. Jackie?
Yes. That's where I would start.
Okay. Jackie? Thank you.
Yes.
I was just going to propose, so we don't end up double dipping this, why don't we ask the mayor to let us know who on the council side would have some time to spend on this and put that person together with one person from this board to act as a little mini committee to move it forward.
Yeah, a little ad hoc committee. I can do that, Tim.
And also, has there been any movement on that huge development they were putting in on the road into Hightstown? Millstone Township?
Yeah, I know they've cleared the field, but from what I've been told...
They did that a while ago. Yeah,
what I've been told is that it's far from a done deal, because supposedly it's wetlands is an understatement. It's just supposed to be one massive river from there to 33. So I don't think... I've been in touch with the Millstone Watershed, not sure what that's called, agency, because they want to be involved. And of course, we need to be involved. It would change things drastically in Roosevelt if it goes forward. But so far, I've been told everything from don't worry, or it's a long way off, or it's never going to happen, or it could happen. So, really, I was attending a series of meetings. Of course, that all stopped with the pandemic. But, I'm paying close attention to it.
All right. The other thing you want to be careful about is the fact that we've got this huge influx of warehousing, and the truck traffic. So one of the things that you could try to see about doing is restricting truck traffic and weight limits. Not just thinking of the traffic to that goes into great adventure, and that new Adventure Crossing is going to be a nightmare. I know that.
So Tim's
idea is fantastic. You know, just get something started where you can begin to try to get the ear of somebody down at the county planning board and address these
issues. That's excellent.
So do I have, can I have, why don't we do right now, how about two volunteers? Tim, would you like, and someone else from planning board? Would you be willing to do it, Tim?
It would depend on what kind of time commitment at the moment, but I'd certainly be willing to, you know, start with it for now.
Get it started? Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to join, Tim?
Wish I could.
I'll talk to the council, Tim.
Okay. All right. The only other point from the EC meeting that I thought would be of interest to share is that the commission is going to be obtaining some tree saplings, a large number of them, at very low cost, and we'll be offering them for free distribution to any borough residents that may want one or two, depending on how many people express an interest. They would be available probably in March or April. And the two species that we seem to be zeroed in on are red buds or red maples. Again, not trees, just little small saplings, but if anybody has an interest in possibly getting one or the other of those, just, you know, keep your eyes open because there'll be notices out in the borough bulletin sometime between now and then about it.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
That's very good.
What about, can the borough have any, Tim, do you think? Because we've lost so many trees on borough property as well.
Well, I think the plan was offer them to the residents first, and based on how many are left over, the rest would go into borough property someplace.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Okay. All good. And Allison will do the report next. Any new business? Okay. We don't have any public here. I'd just like to welcome our new people on board and thank you for coming on. And I need, if there's no new business, I have a motion to adjourn. I need a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right. And the planning board is adjourned at 7:55. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for coming on.
Okay.
Very good.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay.